keep the main thing the main thing. This is Dr. Kevin Elko with the Thursday Night Pep Talk. In the book of Numbers, there's a story about a leader by the name of Gideon. And Gideon was going to battle. And he had 22,000 men. And God told him, take those men down to the water and have those men drink water and watch the way that they drink water. And most men drank water like a dog laps up water, put their head all the way down into the water. And God told Gideon, dismiss those men. Just by the way they drink the water, dismiss those men. And 300 men took their hand and they lapped up the water up to their mouth and they kept their head up and eyes up focused. Let's do that again. Most men put their head all the way down in the water and drank it like a dog laps up water. But 300 of them took their hand, kept their head up, kept their eyes up, kept looking, and they pulled the water up to their mouth as they looked. Keep the main thing the main thing. Now, I don't know if you were able to create these two images in your mind as I spoke. What's the difference between those two groups of men? Well, the one group, while they drank, kept their eyes focused. Do you know many, many men were killed in Vietnam drinking water? They said Eve was controlled by her own desires. William James says you will be as small as your controlling desire or as great as your dominant aspiration. Most people fail because they surrender to their desires. Desire for comfort. Desire for everything to go their way. Desire for never to have any challenges. They fail because of the desires. So what is the main thing? If I'm to keep the main thing, I'm asking you to walk out on the football field and just chant this, let this roll off your tongue, to keep the main thing, the main thing. What is the main thing? I've enjoyed working with Brady Quinn, the quarterback, this year out in Denver. And he said, my problem up until now, he's done pretty good this preseason, was I focused so much on scoring touchdowns that I think I stepped over the process to get there. What is the main thing? Your execution, what you have to do this very minute, this very second, your execution is the main thing. In other words, what you're trying to do is not win the ball game, it's to tackle, it's to block. That's the main thing. I loved working with Chad Lewis at the Philadelphia Eagles, one of my favorites. He was just a joy to be around. The Eagles brought me into work the week before they won their championship game to go to the Super Bowl. And I was working with Chad, and this is the main thing. This is all he did every play. This is what he told himself. Release. Look the X into your hands, that's the front of the football. Tuck and run. That's the main thing. Release, look the X, that's the front of the football, into your hands, follow it all the way in, tuck and run. He caught two balls, put the Eagles into the Super Bowl. Sustained an injury during the game, he didn't make it himself. Do you see what he didn't say? Do you see what is not the main thing? Win the game. It's the execution. That moment, Jamal Lewis had the biggest day rushing in NFL until recently. He was with the Ravens. He did it against the Browns. Watch what the main thing was. They asked him, how'd you have 270 yards, some yards rushing? He said, I just followed my keys. Keep the main thing, the main thing. There are two pains in this world, the pain of discipline and the pain of regret. That's all. Discipline is I keep the main thing, the main thing. How do I do that, Kev? By just saying and let it roll off my tongue all day. Keep the main, the call that the referee made is not the main thing. Your fatigue is not the main thing. The main thing is your execution. This little boy was born without a left arm. He's 14 years old. He wants to play sport. His mother enrolls him in judo. The instructor taught the kid one move and said, master the move. He mastered the move. Puts him in tournaments, he wins them all, now he's in a championship, he's across from a brute. The referee goes over to the instructor and says, you're going to get this kid killed. That kid will be fine. The kid goes over and says, you're going to get me killed. So you'll be fine. Kid wins the match, you're driving home. The kid looks at the instructor and says, "Why'd you do that to me? That guy was a killer. I don't have any left arm, and you only taught me one move." The instructor said, "But I told you to master that move, did you?" The kid said, "Yeah." The instructor said, "Well, there's only one defense for that move, to grab your left arm. Keep the main thing the main thing." And I was working with the Penguins, and we had a goaltender, Peter Skudra, and he was just rocking back and forth one day, and I said, "What's wrong, Peter?" He said, "Gretzky's coming to town, and he'll be in his office." I said, "Gretzky will be in his office? He's got one in Pittsburgh?" He says, "A little piece of ice behind the net. He just sits there all day. He intimidates you." I go, "Gretzky's not the problem, Peter. The puck is. Stop the puck. Gretzky can go in there head first all he wants all day. That doesn't mean anything. Keep the main thing the main thing." I said, "Peter, see the puck? Stop the puck." He stopped the puck. We shut out Gretzky. Go out on the field this week and just think about what is the main thing. Prepare before the game, what is the main thing. And all during the game, just keep saying this to yourself. Keep the main thing the main thing. This is Dr. Kevin Elko with a Thursday night pep talk.